number 14, the Chavis HaLevavos now is going to move on and talk about the benefits that the Baal HaBitachon has in achieving Oysher, in achieving Simcha in Olam Hazeh. And he's going to list off five different benefits that the Baal HaBitachon has in Olam Hazeh. Number one, that he's content and he doesn't have to chase after Taivas HaGuf, the desires, the physical desires and frivolities that the world chases after. Number two, he has Menucha from running after Parnasa. Number three, he'll choose himself in Umnis Nikia Vekala. He'll choose himself the proper type of profession and trade that is a Nikia Vekala. Doesn't have to be so hard, and it's something that's an honest trade. Number four, Shein Leitzar V'Agmas Nefesh Me'af Dover Ba'ilam. There's nothing in this world that really could cause him pain in Agmas Nefesh, because he believes everything that happens to him is from the Rabbeinu Shalom L'Toivasai. And number five is not just that he doesn't have pain. Adarabi is happy with whatever happens to him, because he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the Taivas for him. These are going to be the five benefits. So he begins and he says, "Ve'elu atayalos shabitochin mevi la'sagas oisher ba'olam hazeh." And these are the benefits that the Baal HaBitachon is going to bring, that a person will feel fortunate in olam hazeh. Hein menuchas aleiv midaygas olam hazeh. Whether we're talking about menuchas aleiv, being content from the worries of this world, ve'shalva misroitzus hanefesh, and he'll have peace from his running, nidnun hanefesh, or its roitzus hanefesh, running after all different types of things, chasing things in this world. Umitzar al heder tavitzah gufanias, and also the pain and lacking these physical desires. Ki abeteach b'Hashem shori b'hashkeit, because someone who is a beteach b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he lives very content, bevitcho v'shalva, he has bitachon, he's happy, he's not stressed out in olam hazeh. K'mo shekasuv baruch hagever, hasher yiftach b'Hashem, v'hayu Hashem miftachoi. This is the person who is a beteach b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'hayu Hashem miftachoi. So what is he like? He's like an eight shasal amayim, bal yuva yishalach sharashav. That's a pasuk, continues in Yirmiyah. And he doesn't, v'lo yirak yavichayim. He doesn't worry about when it's going to get hot, and he doesn't worry about when it's going to be times of hunger. He is always going to be producing, he is always going to be flourishing, because the Baal HaBitachon is the Baruch HaGever HaShayiftach BaHashem. There's no other time that this section of the Shara HaBitachon is so applicable as in our days. You know, sometimes people may think that nowadays life is much easier than the olden days, because maybe the physical, back-breaking work that one needed to do for everything in order to achieve or to accomplish or to create or to make or whatever it was much harder. Look how easy we have it with technology. And yet we all know we live in a world of worry, of stress, of pressure, a pressure cooker world. The whole world is a pressure cooker. And a Beteach BaHashem, he's free from the tense, frustrated, and pressured world. And he achieves peace, tranquility, and quiet. Baruch HaGever. Baruch HaGever. And one of the things is that a person feels unhappy because he's lacking things. He doesn't have what he wants. And that eats at him. But a Baal HaBitachon knows that what Hashem does is for his good. And not only is he not upset about it, he's happy about it. Continues the Chavis HaLevavos and says, V'achas HaTayalis Hi. So one of the benefits is Menuchas HaNefesh Mi'anedido B'drochim Ruchaykis. Is Menuchas HaNefesh peace from running? Dovra Mechale HaGuf U'mikarav Esketz HaChayim. When a person has to run a lot, so it's Mechale HaGuf. It eats up his body. It's not good for him. It shortens his days. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ina baderech koichi kitzar yomai, because I was oppressed on the road, so therefore my days were shortened. People are always running. We live a life of running. running, running, and running. And it's detrimental to who we are, detrimental to us emotionally, and detrimental physically. Detrimental physically. Parshas Beshalach, the Torah tells us that the Mitzrayim chased Klal Yisrael into the Yamsuf. And the Medrash in Shmais Rabbah says that the Mitzrayim kept on running into the sea, even though they saw that all their friends and relatives were just drowning and dying, and they kept on running. It was crazy. They were so busy running that they pashut weren't able to register that they're running to death. Death before their eyes. Their friends were dying in front of them from exactly what they were doing, and they just ran into the water and killed themselves. Imagine if someone stopped them on the way and says, listen, an reporter, Rav Brevda always used to say, imagine if a reporter would stop somebody. So he stops him at the start of the Yamsuf. Hey, what's going on? You know, talk to us. And you say, excuse me, get out of my way. I need to go run to my death right now into the Yamsuf. It's a crazy thing. And we laugh at it, but we talk about it. However, is there something different nowadays? People watch as people are stressed out with anxiety, and people have depression, and people have all different types of emotional and physical problems that come from chasing after money and an emptiness. Just look it around at the Gaisha world today. We're not going to chas v'shalom use Klal Yisrael, but we have it in our circles as well. But let's look at it in a really amplified way in the world that we live in. The world we live in is chasing for money, for emptiness. And all it brings them is more unhappiness and more anxiety and more depression and more overdoses and more dying and more heart attacks from it. And what does that stop anybody? Did stop anybody from slowing down, from chasing the same falsehood and the same narishkeit? And the same narishkeit? Rav Rubenstein says, go to New York City. Nobody walks in New York City. It's a city of runners. In Milwaukee, you could walk. Cleveland, you could walk. In New York, everybody's running. Where are they running to? They're running to their graves. That's where they're running. The Baal HaBitachon runs only to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal HaBitachon knows, Baruch HaGever Shiftach Ba'Hashem. The Gaon writes, in Evan Shleima, that the drive for Olam HaZeh is like someone who's trying to quench his thirst by drinking salt water. Obviously, we know it's only going to make him much more thirsty. And that's the world that we live in. And we can get caught up in it, and we do get caught up in it. But the Baal HaBitachon knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him. So why is he going to run to do things that are detrimental to his health, detrimental to his ruchnius? He stops and he says, I don't need this. I'm content. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me what I need. You know, there was a fellow, famous fellow, Lieutenant Birnbaum. Lieutenant Birnbaum lived in Mattersdorf, and he had a sign on his door that said, good morning, this is God speaking. I will take care of all your needs today. I don't need your help, so enjoy your day. That's what a Baal HaBitachon is. It brings a person to emotional security, brings a person that is able to take care of himself and not run himself ragged in a way that is detrimental, beruchnias, and begashmias as well.